The Rental Services Commission meeting to order, about 2:12 it looks like. Myself, Christian Bryant, and Ian are here. Katrina is not. Look at that, all that roll call and everything. Andreas, I think the rest is yours.
Sure. So the big thing we have to figure out today is what the best use of the next meeting is. So the work plan that the RSC and staff put together had last month and this month to talk about services and service levels. So last month we did a brainstorm and people threw out different ideas they had and were roughly sorted into the categories that we had then. And we didn't have, at that time, necessarily a plan for how we wanted to have a conversation about service levels or a second part to it. But I've been talking to Kim, and something that came out at the last meeting was there seemed to be a lot of shared support and coming together about some of the ideas. The ones that rose to the top for me were to expand the landlord training more than what it's been historically, which would include looking at perhaps having online trainings or more frequent trainings. People really like the work that the tenant protections team has been doing, so culturally specific tenant assistance. And there was a lot of interest in a meaningful mediation option in place of a legal process, particularly for FED evictions. So we talked about what we thought, and our recommendation is to spend this month's meeting just fleshing out those three ideas and getting more input from the group on what components they think are important, any details about how the program should be structured, or thoughts about why it's important, to give a more developed suggestion from the group, since it seemed like there was natural consensus around those three topics. But we are open to ideas and suggestions as well.
So my first thought is, I feel like when we started setting out a plan for this discussion, we didn't intend to do such a deep dive. I'm not at all opposed to it. Mm-hmm. Is it, so that's sort of my first thought, that it could be a tangent, or I don't think it will derail, but it could be a tangent to a conversation around rental registration. But if you see value in it, well, maybe can you talk a little bit more about what conversations with staff around it?
Yeah, so we were thinking that we wanted to respect everyone's time and make sure that people felt like their participation in the discussion was useful and that the product from the group was something they felt was valuable. And so we played with different ideas, because originally we had talked about doing service levels, which was a staff recommendation. And the idea there was to talk about, we know that the need is greater than the funding for every service that we provide, and that there are services that we don't provide. And so what we didn't want is to frustrate the commission with a conversation about either finite funding that would be trying to calibrate where 13 people are at with existing funding and then somehow reconciling that during a meeting, or to really ground the conversation too much in like this specific amount of service or funds, because those are likely going to be decisions that will be made by council. And so these three ideas have been discussed by staff previous to this meeting, but I think we see them as expansions or new services. And so it seemed like they could be helpful if the commission weighed in on that and went a little bit deeper than we might have originally planned, that might be able to move the needle on conversations more than simply rehashing how to distribute the funds we have or reprioritize services.
And how many did we plan on support levels? How many meetings had in our original many-month plan?
Mm-hmm.
Did we have another meeting on this?
No. So there were only two meetings on services and service levels. And I guess the timing update is that the the Housing Bureau in the proposed budget that you were all sent had a directive to develop around converting existing services into a fee structure. And the feedback we've gotten from the budget office is they're recommending that the Housing Bureau and Revenue present a fee plan to council around the time of the budget. And so if there is a recommendation to increase a fee beyond existing services to cover new services, timing-wise, I think there could be a window there.
When's the budget? Sorry.
So the final decisions are in June, so yeah. The public hearings in April.
Mm-hmm. And I think typically around May is when things start to get hashed out more.
So I guess that's kind of what I'm trying to balance in my head is doing a deep dive on services, which I find very valuable given the folks who are in the room. I think there were certain Commissioner Margot Black, I think, had asked to talk about sort of the services offered. I know that's not exactly what you're saying, but it's, let's do a deep dive on potential new services or tweaks to services. So I'm trying to weigh that against, it sounds like what you're talking about is in May having a recommendation or at least a conversation around the amount of a fee.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see the commission wanting to have input on that also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think at this point, we anticipate that a fee amount is going to be a decision made by council, and the Housing Bureau has been asked to perform different exercises of having a fee cover existing services, cover less than existing services, and cover more than existing services, but we haven't reached firm direction from any of the offices on where they see a fee being set or what they see being covered in a fee. And so from a staff perspective, it seemed like there might be an opportunity for the RSC to insert itself in the conversation, given the expertise of the people in the room and their backgrounds, if there was support for three new services, that might be something that could be added to existing conversations.
Christian, I want to see if you had any thoughts.
Okay. No, I think, covered everything there. I think it's definitely something we need to try. We definitely need to go on a deep dive through the services. Because whether we end up having a say in specifically, what the final fee comes to, at the very least, if we do, make sure we actually think through and talk about and, put in our opinions as far as the services provided, that may be the most impact that we'll have on the fee one way or another, just focusing on that side of things.
So I like that because part of what I'm trying to think through here is messaging it to the RSC because, that group is intelligent. But I think that there is this like hunger to grab onto tangible items and move those forward. And the fee is a very tangible item. Like it's a, it's a specific amount that we'd recommend. But what I'm hearing you say is it's going to be something that other are going to decide ultimately anyway. And so I think we just need a message that we are not the ones, certainly not determining, but even coming to a recommendation on it. But exactly what Christian just said, the sort of power, the role that we play relative to that is fleshing out these services more deeply.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I just mansplained what we already knew, but I do want to make sure that we crystallize that for the group.
Yeah. I think that's been important, and I think that's something I could have been more explicit about, that as the staff liaison for the Rental Services Commission, I do my best to avoid things that I feel could lead to group members feeling frustrated or like their time's right. being wasted, and so I've been trying to steer away from a firm recommendation from the group on a number,
okay.
because I think it would be difficult for the commission to agree on a number, and because I don't know how much weight a split commission recommendation on a specific fee would carry in a larger conversation that council's trying to have about what their priorities are and where they feel comfortable. And so I've been trying to focus on areas where it seems like there isn't as firm opinions, or is more room for the group to insert itself and add to the dialogue. And I think that while these conversations have happened at a staff level, I think that the RSC has an opportunity, if these are priorities for it, to elevate these services and to, if they are a priority, state that they are a priority.
I think, quickly, Andreas, I think we also want to hear from the committee what are the values that need to be conveyed to the director and through her to the commission about these fees. Like, one of the values, like, as an example that I've been hearing is if we creating a fee, it's going to be more palatable to the people paying the fee if they're going to get something from that fee. So, like, landlord education being an example. So whatever we're spending it on, let's be able to explain the value of it to our main stakeholders.
Yeah, I think that that's something that Kim and I have heard a lot, where people want to understand if there is a new fee that they're paying, what services are they receiving or are being created. And so I think that that's part of where this conversation about services came from the staff perspective.
And the question I have for you and Christian is, if we come to you, much like Andreas just did, and say, you know, here's what we heard last time from everyone from the brainstorming session, here's what we took away as the three main things, and that we think that could be where this new resource could be spent. Mm-hmm. And also explain that this new resource has already been earmarked to pay for those rental services that are currently paid for through the general fund. So everyone needs to understand that the general fund will probably go away. It needs to be replaced by this fee. And that anything else that gets added, general fund likely will not be available to those additions. And so again, the fee needs to be calibrated to pay for those, and calibrated in a way that it's not so, like, the new service is not so big that we can't afford it with a fee, and but also not so small that it, like, you know, if we pay for a one FTE to do mediation services, like, well, that's not gonna be successful. So it needs to be fleshed out to be meaningful.
Yeah.
That's helpful framing. So Andres, you had underlined on this document, landlord training online more frequently, tenant protections team, culturally specific rent assistant or tenant assistance, and then meaningful mediation in place of legal process. Are these, to you, the sort of most important three based on the consensus in the room?
Those were the three I heard repeated the most. So when we were creating this list, during the meeting itself, I underlined those because people repeated each of them more than twice.
Oh, I'm sorry, right. So I was facing away from the screen, but this is what was up on the screen.
Yes,
there?
Yes, that's what I was putting together during the meeting.
Awesome.
A quick question. So on the landlord education part, on the landlord education part, as far as that being a top, you know, something to expand, obviously, I definitely agree with that. My question would be, so there's already another department that's working on bringing some form of landlord education back for Portland landlords. In order for us to have a conversation about how we might want to see some of these funds going towards expanding that, wouldn't we also kind of need to have some sort of outline or just idea of what this, you know, the new goal out of that landlord education is going to entail? Is it going to be like how it was, where it's just kind of a intro overview class, so maybe we could expand by having some continuing education options available, or like, will we even be close enough or will there be even be enough information on that for us to really have much of a conversation on how we're going to improve or expand that?
So that's a perfect segue. Megan Greenauer from the Bureau of Development Services, who's one of the people attending last meeting, reached out to me after the meeting, and she said it was incredibly helpful, and she wants to continue coming to meetings. She's the person who is in charge of putting together the new RFP for the landlord training.
Okay.
And she asked for 10 minutes on the next agenda to do an update on where that process is at. A quick summary.
Perfect.
Is, like you mentioned, Christian, the way the landlord training or landlord education is being talked about now is very different from the training that existed when the city was providing it. And so one of the areas where she has been trying to work through is reconciling the new scope that people have in mind for the training with the fact that the original training had been happening for years and all of the original input that had gone into framing it has been lost over time. And so I think she has an interest in kind of reassessing what the priorities are for the city and for the community around a training. And that's part of the work that she is doing right now. So she wanted to give the commission an update on that and have the opportunity to have them ask questions briefly. So I think we will know exactly where things are at the meeting.
All right, perfect. That works. I like it when you already have an answer to that question.
Well, so then I'm going to pile on. What about the other two? Is there like a frame that we could kind of build around or work around, and I especially think about the mediation because mm-hmm. I just don't know how much of that has existed previously.
Mm-hmm. So I've reached out to Marion County. The mediation program there is run through the court system, and I'm waiting to hear back. The coordinator for that program is reaching out to people who have been there longer and finding out more information about where the program came from and how it's gone. So hopefully by the time of the meeting, I'll have an update and be able to provide some sort of idea. I think that there are a lot of details we won't know. It's a program through the court system, and the city is not the same as the county court system in Portland or anywhere in the state. So there isn't anything the city could directly do that would be the same.
That actually brings up the point. If we somehow decide for the city of Portland that there needs to be a mediation step when certain circumstances are met or whatever, since all evictions are handled at the county courthouse, I'm assuming, you know, we wouldn't necessarily be able to force that to happen there at the courthouse. It would be more something where we'd have to really think about how we would be adding essentially an extra step to say like the eviction process, where they would have to come to the city for mediation before going to the county for an eviction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
difficult to actually figure out how that would work.
Yeah. That's definitely an attorney question for the ability of the city to require as part of the court process. Something the city could do
county eviction court process is dictated at the state level. But even then,
I know
people smarter than me to figure out.
For the Marion County District Court, they have required mediation through their court's rules. So each district court is allowed to develop rules. They're usually very long. And so there's a small section in there that requires mediation as a step to FED filing in Marion County.
And potentially, I think we're getting, into the discussion with the commission, and we're getting maybe beyond our knowledge level, but potentially the county could set rules that pertain only to Portland.
I'm not sure.
Seems odd to me, but if they're kind of like, no, we don't want to do that, but if Portland wants to do that. Okay. Well, the areas where I always have some trepidation and some sort of concerns are around making sure the body feels like they have something to do, and then making sure that they have the guidance they need to get to something tangible. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like there's enough to get started on.
And do you feel comfortable if folks are saying, yeah, that's what we've repeated the most often in our last meeting, but that's actually not the priority?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that the intent is to give the group the full list that was generated, and I'll remind people before the meeting that they have an opportunity to add new ideas. And I think that in terms of structure, the way I would start the meeting would be, everyone has had the list, they've had a chance to review it. These are the three items that, when staff reviewed it, rose to the top, like Kim said, and they seemed like the priorities of the group to us. First, is that the same understanding the group had? Is there anything there to discuss? And if there is, we reassess if there's something that needs to be added or taken away from the conversation. And if not, to proceed into a conversation about these three topics and to get input from the commission on what they would see the values and structure of those ideally being.
Great. So come prepared to offer input.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do you need from us today, Mr. Andrea?
So I wanted to run the meeting idea by you and see if that lined up with what you as an executive committee wanted to do.
So quick question. If we zoom back out then to the current existing work plan for rental registration, how does this proposal and I think presenting to the mayor, the council, shift that overall plan?
So,
I can pull up the prior email, but I'm having trouble picturing what that.
Yeah, and was. I think that a lot of people are there. I'm going to make a graphic for the next meeting, for showing people the work plan in a different framing, because I think the more time has gone on, I've seen it as two separate work plans. There's the short-term work plan, which is a conversation about services and a fee structure, and then there's a long-term conversation about developing a standalone rental registration system. And so we're in the middle of the short-term plan of delivering a recommendation to the mayor and council about fee structure and services included in that structure, which council would make a decision on by June at the soonest, but actual decision making will probably happen in May. And then from there, if there's funding allocated for a procurement process for a data system, or if the Bureau is given direction to establish a standalone rental registration in some form, that's when we begin the long-term process of talking about what the long-term goals are and all of the other components of the work plan that the RSC developed.
Okay, so sorry, let me just recap that, make sure I'm understanding it. So it's kind of breaking the conversation into services and fee structure that can move forward, then we hop over to I'll just say broadly structure of what'd you call it?
A standalone rental registration system.
Rental registration system, okay. And that includes like what data points do we want?
The outreach, the enforcement,
yeah. Okay.
How the information will be used.
Yeah. Okay, I like it.
And I think the work plans also target two different audiences, where the conversation about services and fee structure is being decided by council primarily, whereas most of the decisions on rental registration system would be staff direction as the Bureau develops its RFP and evaluates it. So if that sounds good, then the last consideration is that the Bureau of Development Services would like to present still on the Quality of Rental Housing work group. So their preference is to have that next month or the month after, with the caution that they're trying to move the project as quickly as they can. I had a specific email. The concern with delaying the RSC's input is that it could delay the entire project because they really want to wait until getting feedback from the RSC before determining next steps and doing further stakeholder outreach. But it's challenging because there isn't a set deadline for the project, in part because it's been happening or it started 8 years ago.
What, so, yeah, sorry, I don't know. What is the quality of rental housing work group?
Mm-hmm. So, Kim might know more about it.
So, as he said, it started a long time ago, even before I started working for the city. So, it was a collaboration of the county, Multifamily Northwest, I think Home Forward was probably part of it, and the city looking at Title 29. Know, making sure that we're thinking of all of the elements of it for inspection that would make sure that the housing was safe and sound and of quality. Mm-hmm. And they were especially looking at things that had been overlooked in the past, like mold. Mm.
In city code?
In city code.
Was it meant to address gaps in city code, set up a long-term like enforcement mechanism or an inspection process, or was it kind of unclear the original goals?
I believe it was all of those, but you know, frankly, I don't, there was a whole list of recommendations, and I do not recall what they are because it's been so long since I've seen the report. Yeah.
Okay. So then I guess my question would be, what would they want from this body?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like feedback or input?
I think it's similar to the desire of BDSS around the landlord training, where it happened so long ago and all of the input and oversight was years ago. And so there's been a revamp with a steering committee, but a lot of the original members of that group are on the RSC, and so it's seen as kind of since the original members of the group are not still around entirely, I believe Deborah was on the group, it's an opportunity for those same stakeholders to weigh in again with today's perspective and to see if there are adjustments that need to be made to the amendments they're suggesting before they take it back to their stakeholder group and then council to be approved.
Okay. Sounds like pretty limited input. I mean, they don't want it to go sideways because of something we have to say, but they see value in coming to us.
Yeah, I think most of, they feel like they've reached amendments that they're prepared to introduce, but they want to make sure that those amendments are accomplishing what the original report intended. And so coming to the RSC is giving a chance for the group to compare the amendments being proposed to the report and the priorities in the report and suggest any changes to the amendments that might be needed.
Okay.
I don't know why it didn't get accepted to begin with, other than my suspicion is that was the same time that the layoffs happened.
Exactly. So the report was adopted, but timed with the recession, and since BDS is supported by the processing fees there were substantial layoffs with the recession, which left them unable to implement the adopted report.
Okay.
Alright. So, and that was the one. Did we ever get an answer on whether or not, because originally they wanted like an hour and we were thinking about splitting it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did we end up deciding that's not a good idea, since they're going to want to go through everything, we're going to have questions no matter what, or?
I asked them, and they said it would be best not to split it up, and if anything, suggested 2 1-hour meetings. So.
Okay.
I think that with a RSC work plan, the easiest thing for the commission would be to dedicate a full meeting to it in May. Because that could be between a recommendation around the fee structure and starting the long-term rental registration work plan.
Yeah.
But we can still wait until next month's executive committee to make any decision on that.
Okay. I mean, do we want them to come next month? Or at least to plan for that? I thought you said maybe...
That's an option, yeah. It's been tough because their timeline has been shifting. So I can check back in with Megan and see what she says.
Okay. She will also... It's Megan who's coming
on. Yes, both the Title 29 changes and the landlord training are being coordinated by the same person.
So, anything else you need from us?
Nope.
I think I'm good with that. Ian, are you good?
I think so.
All right, look at that. I think we're adjourned.
Sounds good. Thank you both.
Perfect.